It's time for this week's local youth sports feed on Connect FM. A recap of all District 9 baseball and softball action from the past week. Going back to Wednesday in baseball, Du Bois was the 11-1 winner over Johnsonburg. Trey Wingert hit two doubles and drove in three runs for the Beavers in that game. It was Elk County Catholic over Punxsutawney 4-3, while Kerwinsville lost to Southern Huntingdon 13-8, and St. Mary's was downed by Port Allegheny 11-4. In last Wednesday's softball action, Du Bois beat Johnsonburg 14-3 as Brielle Gray had a 4-for-5 day for the Lady Beavers. Brockway and Du Bois Central Catholic split a doubleheader, Brockway winning Game 1 5-2. And Game 2 went to Du Bois Central Catholic 11-8 over the Lady Rovers. Brookville beat Central Clarion 9-3. It was Punxsutawney 11, Elk County Catholic 1. Kerwinsville fell to Southern Huntingdon 11-1, while St. Mary's beat Northern Potter 8-5. Baseball results from Thursday. Brockway lost to Clarion 6-2. Brookville was a 12-4 winner over Bradford. Clearfield came up short to Bald Eagle Area 7-6. Checking the Thursday softball scores, Punxsutawney upended Brookville 13-1. Clearfield lost to Bald Eagle Area 7-5. Then on Friday in baseball action, Du Bois Central Catholic upended Rocky Grove 5-1. DCC's Carter Himes pitched a four-hitter, striking out 14. Punxsutawney lost to Central Mountain 13-3. Clearfield outscored Bedford 5-4. Kerwinsville shut down Purchase Line 11-0. And St. Mary's came up short to Red Bank Valley 8-3. Moving to Saturday in baseball action, Du Bois shut down Altoona 16-0. Trey Wingert had a huge game at the plate for Du Bois, going 4-for-4 with a grand slam among two home runs, and he had 7 RBI. Du Bois Central Catholic shut down Clarion Limestone 10-0. Braden Zatzik pitched a one-hitter with 7 strikeouts for the Cardinals. Brookville nipped Red Bank Valley 4-3. It was St. Mary's over Bradford 16-5, and Elk County Catholic on Saturday defeated Keystone 5-1. In softball action on Friday, it was Clearfield losing to Bedford 19-1. Kerwinsville fell to Purchase Line 10-1. Then Saturday in softball, Du Bois split a doubleheader, losing to Central Mountain 6-3. Then coming back to defeat Bellefonte at the O'Leary Tournament 5-3. On Monday in baseball, Du Bois a 14-3 winner over Brockway, and Du Bois improving to a 12-0 record with that win. Du Bois Central Catholic notched a 6-2 win over Kane. Evan Burton had a big game for DCC, 3-for-4 at the plate with 2 RBI. And on the mound, Burton got the win, giving up only 3 hits and striking out 6. Then yesterday, Tuesday, in baseball, Brookville doubled up on Carn City 4-2. Punxsutawney was a 10-2 winner over Clearfield. Kerwinsville fell to Juniata Valley 4-3. St. Mary's beat Bradford 13-3. In softball on Tuesday, Du Bois Central Catholic shut out Kane 16-0. Lady Cardinals pitcher Riley Kolbatsky tossing another no-hitter, striking out 14 Kane batters. Brookville fell to Carn City 15-5. Punxsutawney notched a 10-8 win over Clearfield. Kerwinsville came up short to Juniata Valley 9-5, while St. Mary's shut down Bradford 14-0. That is this week's local youth sports beat on Connect FM.